They buried their money under the tree, and Grandfather got sick, and he died when Papa was 3 years old. And his partner went down the night he died and dug up all the money and left Grandmother penniless. She had to, her sister lived here, and she had to work. I think she went to Texas. And I think she left Papa here while she made the trip to Texas. Mm-hmm. She didn't have any money because she had the house, but no money. Mm-hmm. And she went down to Centerville, Texas, and in due length of time, I don't know how much time, it was so many years ago, but she married Grandfather Powell.
I see, that's how she got the name Grandmother.
Grandmother Powell, she married Grandfather, his wife died, and he had a son 3 years old, and Grandmother had a son 3 years old. And Aunt Belle Frith took care of Papa. And then she came back here, and Grandmother and Grandfather lived here then. And he came from Texas. And his son, we didn't know the difference in Grandfather Powell. He was as much a grandfather as a would have been. And he was just as kind and sweet to us as he was his own grandchildren. And there was no difference made, and his son was a very prominent doctor in Texas. And he was very, very refined and a gentleman. And he was good. And Grandmother was very artistic and made quilts and beautiful things. But she wouldn't buy the necessary things if she, I remember one time Mother gave her a wash tub and a rub bowl for Christmas because Grandmother wouldn't spend her money for,
on the necessary,
necessary thing. Everything had to be pretty. And she was lived behind us and was a kind, nice little lady. And let's see, what else did you?
Oh, and I wanted to ask you now about Mr. St. Now, you said he was from?
Willard was born in Rensselaer, Indiana. And was raised in Palmer, Missouri. And he was born in 1896, and he had never been married, and I was working in the drugstore, and I passed by where he lived. He had a sawmill here, and ran the sawmill, and I had known him. He came here in 25 or 26, and I had known him all of my life, but never had thought about, ever thought about going with him. And I was working in the drugstore, and he came up there and bought cigars from me. And he asked me to go to a ball game with him. And I had never thought about going with anyone that much older than I was. It had never entered my mind. And
he still likes ball games.
Oh, yes.
He hasn't gotten over the ball games yet.
And when he asked me for my first date, I told him that I would have to ask Mama before I could go. And he told me to call him, and I did. And I went with him, and a month and 4 days we were married.
Oh, really?
And I had no idea at all.
When he came
for the cigars, that he had been watching me.
Oh, that's really.
And he did some fast talking.
I guess so.